Lola.
Finally.
The Rock.
Has?
Oh. No.
A different podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Alola Vacation. I'm your host, SBJ. With me, Irene.
Hi. What am I? I'm your host.
I believe you would be considered a co-host.
Oh, interesting, because you always say, with me, Irene. Oh, okay, hi.
My co-host here, my co-pilot, my passenger in the car that's always sleeping when we travel.
I thought you were going to say something cute, like, in life, but you know, okay.
My passenger in life.
Yeah, now it's weird.
Hello, we're here to talk about episode 27 of season 20, the Sun and Moon anime, titled A Glaring Rivalry.
Guess who it's about? Guess! With a G!
Guzma.
Why?
Just because we did skip over episode 26, let's tell you any major events you might have missed.
Sophocles sucks.
That is not listed here, but the major events I have is Ash brings Sophocles a wild Charjabug as a present. Sophocles catches the Charjabug. So if we do see Sophocles in the future, he will have a Charjabug. I don't think that was a Pokemon debut, though.
No.
Because we saw Charjabug in, like, episode 2.
Yeah.
No, maybe it was a debut. Maybe
no,
we saw Grubbin.
No, we saw Charjabug.
Okay.
Because I remember there was this whole thing about, it looks like a bus.
Maybe you dreamed that.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm pretty sure that it's been in the anime, though.
Okay. I believe you. I already closed the page, so I'm not going to verify at this point. We're just going to trust. Do you want to read the blurb?
And Lily's big brother, Gladion, arrives on Mele Mele Island. Everyone is excited about the powerful new trainer in town, particularly Ash, who really wants to battle him. After hearing about Ash's Z-Ring and its battles against Tapu Koko, Gladion agrees to meet up the next morning. The battle is just getting started with Ash's Rockruff against Gladion's impressive Lycanroc when Team Rocket swoops in. Gladion and Lycanroc unleash a new Z-move to send them blasting off again, and Ash is immediately interested in continuing the island challenge so he can get a Rock-type Z-Crystal. School is starting, so the battle is postponed, but it seems Ash has a new rival. The end. The blurb. My man, I'm so excited. I love this emo lord. I love him.
Oh my goodness. This episode opens with Tup, Rap, and Zip from Team Skull. They're in an alleyway when Gladion walks past with his Umbreon.
I was so glad to see him.
Confront Gladion, but Gladion keeps on walking, and then they challenge Gladion to a battle, which at that point, Gladion has a midnight form Lycanroc, used one move to knock out 3 Pokemon.
Slay.
Before we go any further, I think I've said for the past year and a half, Gladion.
Yes.
I believe you also said that, but
yes.
We know now it's Gladion.
Yep, I'm glad to know that difference.
I did look this up. It is an actual name.
I mean, that okay.
Change your name, change your life, is what this website says.
Well, this episode also pointed out to me about how I just don't like Lily's voice actress.
Really? I thought she was good in this.
I just can't. I can't.
Oh, I didn't tell you what Gladion meant. Well, here.
Isn't it a sword? Gladius is it makes me think of a warrior or a sword.
Let's talk about our names.
No. My name means peace.
Steve.
I know that my name means peace.
According to Change Your
what
Name.
What kind of font is this?
Change Your Name, Change Your Life. The name Steve creates a shrewd, aggressive business nature intent on personal gain.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
Oh.
The desire for independence and financial success has been strong motivating forces early in your life. Yeah, that's obviously why I went into Twitch streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Financial success.
Wow. You're very
You are capable and logical and analytically thinking along practical business lines. You could excel in financial fields, law, or politics. Your judgment is seldom swayed through your feelings.
Well,
you have definite executive and leadership abilities. However, others may find you to be rather forceful and uncompromising.
What? Continue.
More business and personal relationships would result from being more tactful and more aware of what others need. If you sacrifice too much for material ambition, there may be a lack of harmony and balance in your personal life.
Wow.
This is very, what's it called? Horoscopy?
I mean, what's it say about me?
Oh, we I got you up.
Really? They have my name in pink?
Your name of... stop peeking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Your name of Irene creates a serious, thoughtful nature, shrewd, efficient, and business-minded.
What? Okay.
You are one to make your own decisions and not to be influenced by others. This is true because I give you advice all the time. You never take it. And then you go, why didn't I take your advice?
Reread what you just said.
You are the one to make your own decisions and not to be influenced by others, which is 100% accurate.
That's not necessarily true. I don't think that's true. That makes it seem like I don't crowdsource opinions.
Oh, okay.
And that's not true.
You desire independence and freedom from authority and interference of others. You're not overly ambitious, preferring instead to seek stable, settled conditions which are adequate to meet your responsibilities. In your personal relationship with others, you are inclined to be rather serious and not to see the humor others see, to respond spontaneously.
What?
Your positive manners and outlook can make others feel like you are imposing your will on them and even interfering in their affairs. That's true. You force people to watch BTS all the time. How do you feel about your name?
Is that all it says?
Yeah.
Okay, but my name actually means peace.
Look, change your life. What do you want from me?
Okay, I don't know how I feel about...
I'm sure other websites have other...
I don't know how I feel about that.
You want me to read the Gladion?
Go for it.
Your name of Gladion has created a deep, sensitive, refined nature with an intelligent mind and a keen appreciation of material values. You enjoy all the finer things in life that have a good standard of living. You have good business judgment, and you will do well in a managerial position. You work best in an independent capacity, where you are able to think out your problems carefully before you act. Your sensitivity and reserve prevent people from coming close in friendship.
Wow.
There's always an aloofness and reserve that acts as a barrier to prevent any close ties. You live much within your own thought and seek relaxation from away from people. Out in nature, where you can ease the tensions of your life, you find it difficult to express your true feelings, whether it be affection, appreciation, or tenderness, which plays an important part in creating a bond within your family.
Wow. Okay, so.
So that actually does sum up
what
Gladion.
What Bulbapedia actually says is that these names for, like, Gladion's family are also flowers, same with like Team Skull and stuff. So it's saying that Gladion is also named after the gladiolus flower. Yeah, the flower.
They're all named after flowers.
I know they're all named after flowers, but
derived from the name of the flower gladiolus. This name is borne by a character from the video game of Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Nice.
That's all it says.
Steven means crown, the name commonly given to boys. And Irene means peace. It is a name commonly given to girls. I don't know about that, but...
Belly Ballot doesn't have anything, unfortunately.
What? What did you say?
Belly Ballot. The funnest way to name your baby.
Oh, jeez. Let's go to the polls. Okay, so let's get this going.
So the real question is, are you going to name your kid Gladion?
No. Because and even if I said I wanted to, you would be like, no.
Nah.
So we will never agree.
You seem to like Gladion a lot.
I do.
Outside.
At least currently.
Ash is training with Rockruff, doing a battle against his own Rowlet. After the battle, they head off to school, and during the lunch break, they discuss that a trainer has a midnight form Lycanroc and an Umbreon. Ash says that he would love to battle that day. In town, Gladion is battling against a sailor with a Blastoise. But despite the type disadvantage, Lycanroc won that match. And Ash sees the end of that match and, well, runs over to introduce himself and to ask for a battle. This is when both Lily and Hobbs arrive, and Lily runs over to reveal that Gladion is her brother.
We both were like, what? Even though we knew, but like, I feel like we were not expecting it that fast.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, there's the reveal. Okay, great. Master Gladion! That's what Hobbs said.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Hobbs.
I don't know if you want to like describe Gladion's action when he sees Lily and that whole conversation before he walks away.
The whole interaction seemed a lot, almost wistful, I would say. He was very much like, oh, like, I don't, it was.
He wasn't rude to Lily.
Yeah, he wasn't. And it was.
He was short? I don't even know if short's the right word.
I don't, like, he kind of kept his distance, but he was also just, I don't know. Like, I think it's that whole, okay, you remind me of this part of my life. And my life isn't like this anymore. And I don't know if I want to, but I'm not done doing these things that make me want to be back in this part of my life. I don't know if that makes sense, but, it wasn't an aggressive interaction. It wasn't bad. It was just like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah. Well, he's clearly back for something. Like Lily wanted him to come home, as did Hobbs, and he said that he did not want to go home, or didn't really say that, but his body language definitely said that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's clearly back at the island for some reason. The Umbreon does deliver Ash a note saying that Gladion is interested in battling. Gladion is very curious why Tapu Koko has an interest.
I feel like I'm imagining... Sorry. Continue.
No, that's it.
I feel like I'm imagining... I don't know if this... Did he interact with Team Skull?
Yeah, he battles them and walks away.
But was there the whole thing with Type Null?
That is stuff?
Was that the thing that we accidentally watched before?
That's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, when did we see... Okay, I was confused. I couldn't remember.
Well, remember the games, he steals Type Skull from...
Null.
Or steals Type Null from the Aether Foundation.
Yeah, and so I just was confused. I think it was because we watched that, and then we watched the episode.
Yeah,
because
you wanted
so
a sneak peek of season 21.
I mean,
21.
I didn't really, but then you played it, and I was like, why did you show this to me? That song is, we can talk about that when we get there.
And you like his voice.
Yeah. He was also, I liked how indifferent he was, and he wasn't really rude. He was just kind of like, okay, like, Draco Malfoy-like. Except not as Draco Malfoy-like.
Ash and Gladion start to have a battle where it is Lycanroc versus Rockruff.
Rockruff was so cute. Oh my gosh.
Super cute.
It was so excited. It was like, oh.
Unfortunately, Pokemon loves to do this thing of disappointing you when it comes to battles you actually want to see. And Team Rocket interferes and catches both Rockruff and Lycanroc. Or sorry, Pikachu and Lycanroc in nets. And Rockruff saves the day. Which then results on Gladion being pretty upset. Not ups, like, spiteful. Because Gladion was like, I want to take care of Team Rocket. Ash, you don't. And then Gladion uses his E-Crystal, which we find out that he has one.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses Continental Crush, and...
he just wrecked. I was like, wow.
Rex. And then Ash is very interested in the Rock-type Z-Crystal, which Gladion tells that he has to go to Akala Island and pass the Grand Trial, which I would hope that is coming up soon, to then get the Rock Z-Crystal. Rockinium Z. They were unable to battle, unfortunately, because school was starting, so Ash had to run to school. And Lily saw Gladion and Ash talking, but by the time she approaches, Gladion is already
deuces
gone. Some major events. Ash meets Gladion, Lily's older brother, for the first time. Ash battles with Gladion, but is interrupted by Team Rocket. And Ash now knows where he can get Rockinium Z from the island Kakuna of Akala. So those are three big things that did happen. I feel like this episode, I mean, all the episodes are 20 minutes long, but this episode went by very quickly.
Yeah.
We also get a flashback. We totally missed it. We get a flashback.
Oh, the cute one!
Of Gladion being a little kid and...
Master Gladion.
I found a hurt Eevee, which I'm assuming that Eevee he found hurt is his Umbreon.
Yeah, and I think that was another reason, because there was that whole thing when he saw the Alolan Vulpix with Lily
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and I feel like he was like, okay, well, take good care of it, okay?
And he does mention that, oh, you can finally, like, that was the first thing he, like, noticed, was like, yeah. Oh, you can touch Pokemon again.
Oh.
And then you saw the little picture of them as kids with Lusamine. Yeah, it was a cool episode. I like it a lot. It was a good introduction. I'm sad that it took 27 episodes to introduce this character.
Yeah, I'm sad about How, though.
No How. I don't know if How's in future stuff.
Spoilers, he is in one episode.
Uno? Just one?
So far. That has aired so far. Yep. Just one. And it's a cameo.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know. I'm pretty sure that
which is, like, always weird, because they definitely have had other quote-unquote rivals in seasons. Like, Barry was very dominant in Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to have... I don't know.
Mm. Maybe they didn't know how to write How for more than just likes to eat food.
I guess. I don't know.
Some trivia here. The English dub was released on the iTunes Store on August 13th, 2017, 6 days before the episode aired in the United States due to an all-day marathon of DuckTales.
Oh, the new DuckTales? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
In the 20-some years of Pokemon anime.
Yes.
This is the first time.
Oh, jeez.
Umbreon has used a dark type move in the anime. Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Wow, really?
This is.
How long has Umbreon been a Pokemon?
For like 18 of those, like 20 years.
Well,
I don't want to shock you.
Oh, no.
You might need to sit down if you're standing.
I am sitting.
This is the first time in the anime a Pokemon is seen being kept in an Ultra Ball. This episode's making strides. No Ultra Ball left behind. Umbreon finally learns a dark type move.
Wow. We are just improving so fast.
At one point in the dub, James says, "Riddle me this," a common catchphrase associated with the Riddler.
Associated?
With the, from the Batman franchise. A previous episode had a title based on this catchphrase. There were a couple errors in this episode. Briefly, after the sailor's Blastoise stands up from the fountain, its jaw is miscolored.
Oh.
Ash hugs Rockruff at night. His shirt is miscolored blue. In the Polish and Brazilian dubs, during the training scene, Ash orders Rowlett to dodge instead of Rockruff. In the Brazilian and Portuguese dub, while Ash is talking to his classmates about Gladion's Lycanroc, his Latin American Spanish voice can be heard. So I think they forgot to remove that audio. And some edits here. When Lily first calls out to Gladion, she calls him by name in the dub, but in the original, she calls him brother. And the Japanese text depicting Continental Crutch's names are edited out in the dub.
Cool.
But that's the episode. A glaring rivalry. So I think the next episode on our list to do is episode 31, but I believe we'll actually be doing episode 28, which is a filler episode, but it is the baseball episode.
You know what
I've heard so much about.
Can I make a High School Musical reference?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I will next time.
So we will be doing episode 28 next time, which is pulling out of the Pokemon base Pepper.
Dang, Hal would be great for this reference.
So that will be our next episode of Alola Vacation. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening and supporting on Patreon. If you are still doing that, I would assume so. Hence why you're hearing our voices right now.
How would you not be supporting if you could hear this?
You can't, because when you change your pledge, okay, then the RSS feed knows you get...
Yep, okay.
Uh-huh. That's how it works. Because Alola is both hello and goodbye. Alola.